They're great. JFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, this isn't the way I planned it, but you can make it out alive as long as there's no funny stuff.
Don't worry about me. I was voted America's least funny clown. Worse than Scuzzo, Scummo, Oopsie, Carlos Mencia, Stinko, Blumpy. Even worse than Sergeant Sirius. How could I do worse than him? I stole his jokes. Mike Show.
Oops.
Sergeant Sirius.
Oops, let's hear that one again. Yeah. Sorry.
I like that. I jumped in on that one a bit too early.
Okay, this isn't the way I planned it, but you can make it out alive as long as there's no funny stuff.
Don't worry about me. I was voted America's least funny clown. Worse than Scuzzo, Scummo, Oopsie, Carlos Mencia, Stinko, Blumpy. Even worse than Sergeant Sirius. How could I do worse than him? I stole all his jokes.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, Sergeant Sirius. That's great.
Hey, that's great.
What? Technically, I'm retarded.
Mommy boobies.
Check it out. Going out on the lane. Yeah!
Haven't killed anybody yet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Can a guy get a little cough here without? You're staring at me today like there's something wrong.
I'm reading your newspaper. I'm not even looking at.
Yeah.
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
Up in here.
Why, you mother grabbing Beth?
He's insane.
He's insane. He's an insane. Man. Keep your dream,
just give me the money. It's you and your hand tonight.
Hey, Pink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pink, you bet it is.
You like Pink.
I sure do, Mike.
You've loved Pink for a long time.
Get rid of that cow Faith Hill at the beginning of Sunday Night Football.
Ah. You don't like Faith Hill?
I like Pink better. Pink used to sing the song, and they changed it this year to make it more family-friendly.
I wouldn't... kick Faith Hill out for eating crackers, don't you know? Who would you do, Pink or Faith Hill?
Pink.
Faith Hill.
Faith Hill got, I mean, she's a good-looking woman.
Yes.
Got kind of a horse face.
Handsome woman.
Yeah, she's good-looking.
Pink got kind of the lantern jaw, though.
I think Pink, though, is the type of girl who would let you be her toilet.
Yeah, you're right about that. And game, set, and match, then. You're absolutely right.
You couldn't have.
I mean, and besides, with Faith Hill, you have that big thug Tim McGraw hanging around.
He's not going to let you use his wife as a toilet.
No, you'd always be nervous about him. Yeah, he'd be like lingering.
Pink it is, then.
Hello, right. Don and Mike Show. I know you're for Pink, Buzz.
Absolutely.
Mr. Pink.
Don and Mike.
Buzz is for Pink and for Stink.
Uh-huh. Don and Mike, you guys love opening up your show with Sacramento bands, huh? Never going to get it.
Is that a Sacramento band?
And Vogue?
Yes, the greatest Sacramento. Never going to get it. Never going to get it. Never going to get it. Never going to get it.
He's excited.
I like the a cappella part of that. Never going to get, never going to get, never going to get, never going to get.
That was just a rejoinder, though. What was the first song today? Hold your head up. Hold your head up by Argent. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I thought you guys should check out the website badgerbadgerbadger.com.
Why is that?
They're looking for something to do on the internet.
Well, what is the website feature?
Hold on, he's helping out John.
Dancing badgers and snakes.
It features what?
Dancing badgers and snakes.
Dancing badgers?
Uh-huh. I get what this guy's doing.
I don't.
What he's doing is giving John websites
that he can go to?
That he can go look at to amuse himself.
You can see dancing badgers.
Technically.
Aren't they cute?
Jesus.
See, Buzz just went to the website himself.
Look, they're dancing.
All they do is jump up and down.
Uh-huh.
To the letter of the law, En Vogue comes from the Bay Area, not Sacramento.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
Anything to knock down the Sacramento caller. You know I live for that.
Sacramentans.
You see those badgers? Damn it.
They dance.
That's some funny stuff.
Sacramento. Well, they're not a Sacramento band. I think that's very important to pass that along. They had no connection with Sacramento.
John, did you see the badgers?
I saw that a couple of years ago, yes.
John has actually been to the end of the internet and back.
That's right.
John, when did you start getting bored with the internet? When you ran out of things?
A couple of years ago.
Was it back at the Prodigy days of internet and CompuServe?
It's very frustrating when you surf every site. You've been to every single site?
Not every single one of them, but most of them, yes.
On your Commodore computer?
Oh, yeah, Commodore computer.
Yes, on my Commodore 64.
That's a wonderful
now
computer.
Now he jumps to life.
Yes, yeah.
Now he jumps to life.
It's what excites him.
What was that, John?
That was Joe repositioning himself.
Squeaky chair.
And we're still trying to wait to see if Joe takes a phone call, because that's exciting, too.
That's none
of mine.
I guess we'll just keep waiting for that.
Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to hear Joel, but we'll get a chance to hear him coming up on Dancing with the Stars.
Dynamite.
Yeah.
There you go. That's the right amount of time, too.
Movie rules to live your life by.
Like movie rules that exist in the theater?
These are fake rules about movies that I think you will agree. Most people will think that these are just absolute stone-cold locks. For instance, in the movies, you can fire a six-shooter at least 8 times without reloading.
Yeah, all right.
Also, in the movies, in the unlikely event you run out of bullets, a friend will sneak up and shoot the bad guy in the back.
Right.
Yeah, rarely do you see men run out of ammunition in the movies.
Also, in the movies, a bad guy can unload a machine gun and miss the broadside of a barn.
Right.
But a good guy takes out an entire hit squad with one bullet.
Exactly.
Also, in the movies, you always have exact change for cab fare. And sometimes you just don't have to pay at all.
Right. Yeah, you see them throw the money at the cab and then jump right out.
Perfect.
But wait a minute. I do have a bone to pick with that one. I mean, who's to say they just didn't leave a nice tip when they were rushing out of the cab?
Keep the change.
All right, let's go to the next one. Always in the movies. If you need to see an important news bulletin, it airs the second you turn the TV on.
Always.
Now, that one really is
I don't think about that, but you're absolutely right. That happens.
Ventilation ducts are always large enough to crawl through.
Sure.
And support the weight.
And they're never turned on, and they always lead to an escape route. Well, now, that's not exactly true. If you remember the movie with Sean Connery, Entrapment.
Right.
When they got out, when he and Catherine Zeta Jones make their getaway.
Wonderful movie.
Don't they go down one of those big fans with the big blades that are moving?
Yes, absolutely. It's a little dangerous, but that's an exception to the rule.
No seams or rivets anywhere.
No matter how fast you run and how slowly the killer walks, he will always catch you.
Right.
Here's a great one. When driving, it's always perfectly safe to look everywhere except at the road.
Sure. Yeah. The guy with the camera truck is driving.
Right. I saw a good one over the weekend, Venom. Anybody ever see that movie? You want to talk about real cable crap? Venom, about a guy in the swamp that comes to life and kills everybody. Thank you.
Cool.
When staying in a seedy hotel, you always get the room with the flashing neon sign right outside your window.
Yeah, and it's usually red.
Mm-hmm. Here's one that really rings true. When you're in a hurry, you never need keys to start a car.
No, absolutely not.
Think about it in the movies.
Right.
Seriously. In the movies. Ugly girls are always pretty girls with glasses or braces.
It's just like in real life.
If they're spotlighted. I mean, you're saying if they're spotlighted. These
are just the movie rules.
Right.
Ugly let me see. When typing, and this is written with no spaces, when typing you never need to hit the space bar.
No, you don't.
A bulletproof vest protects you from being shot in the head or your extremities. Mm-hmm. And in a car chase, you always miss oncoming vehicles by mere inches.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was done in connection with the Die Hard movie, the latest Die Hard movie that was out.
Makes sense.
And I think that the Bruce Willis movie, Die Harder, was that the name of it? Or Die Forever, whatever it is.
Die Harder.
It had all of these rules in there.
And they're showing that again now. They're showing that on cable, too, the Die Hard. And what's his name? What's the character's name in that?
John McClane.
John McClane, that's right.
D-E-T.
Pretty close to a guy running for president. Coincidence? Maybe that's just fixed like The Price is Right.
Here's another list. I do love a good list. Every year, Blender Magazine comes out with their list of the 50 worst songs of all time.
Oh, it's that kind of magazine. Well, no, you said it's Blender Magazine. I thought it might be a list that might interest me.
Mixed drinks.
Blender.
Okay.
Like Mojito, you know, or anything like that. Is there a Blender magazine? I would be a wonderful. Is it a music magazine,
yes.
Blender?
Is your question, is there really a magazine like Blender Aficionado?
Like for mixologists. You know,
I think
Blender Magazine would be a wonderful title for a drink magazine, just with new drinks. I've got an idea.
What's a name brand? What's a name brand of a blender? Is it
Waring?
Waring? Is there one that starts with an S? Is it like Sunshine? What is the brand?
Sunbeam.
Uh-huh. Sunbeam. Yeah.
But Blender magazine. Well, now it's been taken, so you can't use it. How about a cocktail? How about cocktail? Is there a magazine called Cocktail?
I don't think so, Mike.
Oh.
A magazine called Thirst.
How about Hyman? Is there a magazine called Hyman?
Hyman. That's a dirty man. I bet there is. I bet you could find one.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Have you guys ever noticed that in movies, the phone will ring for as long as it needs to till somebody finally picks it up?
And it drives me nuts the way they do that,
Maybe
too.
So, yeah. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Have you ever noticed when somebody's watching themselves on TV, as in like a news broadcast, and they always reach up and turn off the TV while they're still on? I mean, any normal person would watch until they were
That's a good one. That is really a good one. Seriously, if they're watching a story about themselves, they turn it off.
Here's one from TV sitcoms. When a new character enters the room, they never close the door behind them. They always leave the door standing open.
Really?
Yeah, it's a stage direction thing. It just makes it less cumbersome for the actor. But nobody does that in real life.
No, you always shut the door.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I slam it.
Hey, guys, you never run out of ammunition in the movies because you keep coming across dead guys that you kill and you take their ammunition.
Well, maybe that's a reason I never see it. I just thought it was an interesting list about, hold on, Rob Spiewak writes, if there's a new issue of Hyman, he'd like to be the first to crack it open. Thank you, Robbie.
Good for him.
So
he's here all week.
Every issue sealed.
Blender magazine.
That's right, Rob Spiewak, pen in hand, writing away silly little thoughts read by the DJs on Dancing with the Stars.
Who are you?
I'm Tom. I'm the self-loathing Tom Bergeron.
All right, so Blender magazine, Mike, which has nothing to do with blenders.
Right.
It's a music magazine. Every year, they're a list of the 50 worst songs of all time, and here is their brand new list for 2007.
Completely subjective.
Number 10. Ebony and Ivory.
Ebony. All right. Kind of like that one.
Yeah, not me.
I don't care for
Number
it.
Number
9. Do I have to change my name?
Madonna.
Should I lose some weight?
American Life.
I gotta be a star.
I like this one, too.
I don't like that one, either.
Why eight. Am I liking them all?
Number eight. Man. I bet we're together on this one.
Okay.
Ed Murphy. Party All the Time.
Yeah, we're together. We're together on this one. This is sucked up.
You don't like this?
This one's awful.
You know how many times we had to play this?
Oh, that would do it.
Apparently they...
Did we get Eddie Murphy on the show when we played this?
Never. They kept promising.
Promising we'd get him, right?
Yeah, which is why we kept playing it.
Right.
Because we're stupid.
Just want to party all the time.
Last year, this was... They actually do like a Casey Kasem thing every year. Last year, this was the third most annoying song of all time. This year, it moves down to number 8.
Party he really tried to sound like Michael Jackson.
You want to see Eddie Murphy at his absolute funniest? Check out the movie, and I don't mean funny like you'll laugh at him. You won't laugh at him because he's funny. Mm-hmm. The Distinguished Gentleman.
He's good in that.
No, it's that weird space and time. There were bad 80s haircuts for white guys,
where he's just a little too polished, spit and polished.
Yeah,
is that it?
And there was also bad 80s days for brothers and for sisters.
True.
And he's got, it's too short, it's too Louis Farrakhan-y, mm-hmm. and it's slicked back a little bit, and it's
right.
just so not Eddie Murphy.
Is that the era when he had it almost shaved on the side and a little longer on top, almost in a flat top?
Yeah.
And it made his head a different shape.
He wanted to be taken seriously.
And I took him very seriously.
Oh, who didn't?
He's a grand actor.
Absolutely.
And a commentator.
Yes, thank
Number
you.
7, Mike, you're not going to like this. This one is moving down.
Oh. This actually makes me angry. It really does. It still to this day makes me angry.
According to the readers of Blender Magazine, last year this was the 4th worst song of all time. Now it's the 7th worst song of all time.
Well, it should be the 1st. This is the worst of all time.
Don't worry, slap happy.
Yeah.
Don't worry, touch yourself.
Here's a little song I wrote.
Don't worry.
Here's a little song I wrote.
Eat one.
Might want to sing it note for note.
Or choke you out.
Don't worry.
Shut up!
Please.
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here. Yeah,
here's one. I definitely do not agree with the readers of Blender Magazine.
Okay.
Number six. Worst song of all time.
Oh, no, I'm with you on that. No, this is a good song.
Oh, yeah. The Heart of Rock and Roll.
What? How can... This one doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, really. It's just fine.
I read you what it writes.
This is a smash, too.
Less a song than a craven attempt to curry favor from drunken arena crowds trained to roar on cue when they hear their city's name mentioned.
Oh, that's crap. That is a bad rap on that song.
That's true. That is a bad rap.
Number five. Oops. Hold on a second.
That sounds like New Crickets.
Number five.
Just walk like an Egyptian.
It's supposed to be Ice Ice Baby.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, God.
Yo, VIP. Okay. Under pressure mix.
And how is Robbie? Is it Robbie Van Winkle?
Yep. Yeah. He's doing super, Mike.
I'm glad he's doing well.
Got a brand new one in the top 10 this year.
All right, partner. Keep on rolling, baby.
I agree.
You know what time it is.
Limp Bizkit rolling. I don't know if it's in the top 10 worst of all time.
You know, I think that in order to be in the worst, they ought to be slightly bigger. This is a hit, but it's not a smash hit. Pretty. Pretty.
It's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Number three.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Wang Chung.
I love this song.
Yeah, it's all right.
Song's on my iPod.
It's on your iPod?
He's a fake.
You know what?
What's that?
Can I make a request?
Sure.
Could you start it again and could you talk it up? I think it's one of the best talk-up records in the world. I really do.
I'd be glad to. Bye. PCBQ. Good afternoon. Pete O'File with you. On a good-looking Monday, everybody. I wish my good friend Tom Bergeron was here right now. He'd say something like, what would he say, like Dancing with the Stars?
Dancing with the Stars, absolutely.
Everybody have fun tonight. Go out and don't step on your Wang Chung.
Drive a million miles.
Yeah.
That's a great song. I love that song. I really do.
Number two. Last year's number two.
Okay. I'm in agreement here.
Yep. Billy Ray Cyrus, right? Achy breaky heart. Yeah.
It's like the anthem for dumb people.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
It truly is.
What not? What not? What not? What not?
Achy breaky. I like the achy breaky. It's number one.
According to Blender Magazine, for the third year in a row.
This is the number one worst song.
Of all time.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city.
It's a crappy song.
Mm-hmm. It is, as far as their body of work.
Right.
But I don't hate it as much as Achy Breaky Heart.
Agreed.
Limp Bizkit. Ice Ice Baby, Heart of Rock and Roll, Party All the Time. God, they're all awful. This one, though, it's a pick to click, or my name's not pedophile.
I think that they could find a lot. You know, where's Taco? Where's Taco? Seriously, where's Putting on the Ritz?
On the list of best songs.
I mean, really? Don't be ridiculous.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello, what's up?
Hey, Don and Mike, I can't believe you let Huey Lewis go by without playing some Patrick Bateman.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a different song, though.
That's right.
That's Hip to Be Square.
Hip to Be Square. Hello, Don and Mike show.
A better song.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I hate to change the subject, but I wanted to talk about the Simpsons episode last night. Was that the first killing I ever saw in the Simpsons?
Was there a murder?
Murder.
On the murder.
Oh, you
remember, they killed Flanders' wife at a race.
Oh, they actually killed Flanders.
What?
Who knows?
He does that Elmer. He does that Foghorn Leghorn thing every now and then.
You know, they killed. They killed Ned Flanders' wife at that.
They killed
thing.
Ned Flanders' wife at a Woody it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Hey, what's up?
You reminded me of a guy. I was living in Ohio about 4.5 years ago, and there's a guy. His name was Mark Hyman, and he was on the Fox affiliate, and his segment was called The Point with Mark Hyman.
Wow. I'm glad you appreciated that back then.
I'm Mark Hyman. How you doing? What's happening? I want to say hi to my good friend Mark S. Allen. All the way out in Sacramento. Understand that you love that Tyler Perry movie. Gave it a great review.
If you're blue and you don't know where to
You did it even inadvertently there.
Yeah.
Where fashion sits.
I'm scary talented like that. Yeah, that's a big talent. Uh-huh. Being able to talk about
that.
That
is a big talent.
Sure.
Of course it's a big talent.
From the gut.
Line up all your greats. You've got Pablo Picasso. You've got Vin Scully. All of them artists. And then you've got a douchebag like me who can stop talking right when he starts singing.
If you're blue and you don't know.
Hey, there are people that can do it, people that can't.
It's true.
Right. That's right, Mike. And one day, back a long time ago, they used to have horseless carriages, too.
Well, you know what? In the day, that was I think that's an art form that I'd like to see come back.
That's an art form that ain't coming back.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think
no,
so.
No, I don't either. Probably.
I don't think we are not going to have flying cars, but we are also, I mean, metaphorically
we're not going to have DJs talking up records anymore, even though it was dramatic and it was fun, and mm-hmm. it was fun to listen to as a, you know, as a listener, fun to do as a DJ.
It's not part of the future. It's the past, like the horseless carriage. Mm-hmm. However, the future is not as great as we thought it would be, like on the Jetsons with flying cars yet.
Right.
But radio in the future still sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Radio in the past was better than radio is now. The radio of now is the radio that the guys think is the radio of the future.
Mm-hmm. And it sucks.
Yes.
In the past, were there people that thought radio sucked and they didn't think it would get worse and
no.
it got worse?
This is the great thing about the past. No yes. matter what the topic is, uh-huh. it was always great back then.
Better.
Mm-hmm. It was always great back then Sunnier. Before.
Sure. Sunnier
and day. For the foreseeable future, it's going to suck. That's right, it sucked in the day, it sucks now, and it'll suck in the future. Speaking of suck, I'll make out with Drew Lachey coming up next on Dancing with the Stars.
TCBQ.
And this is Pet-O-Philia. I'm going to stand by now and tell you to have a good one. Who's coming up next?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Chris will be playing the latest hits for you by the Carpenters, also Katie Tunstall.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why
Katie
don't you go
Tunstall.
To
work?
I know what tape you were looking to play.
TCBQ.
Well, that'll do it for Pedophile. Hey, look who's in the Jock studio right now.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Hey, Chris, got a good show tonight, don't you?
I'll just be your secret lover.
All right, you do whatever you want. I'll see you tomorrow, kids.
I like rape.
Hey.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, go
hey.
That's how you do it.
Hey.
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 You know.
Right. You know.
That's a list about the movies, and that's a list of songs.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, I love a list. Rob,
yes,
when we come back, it is time to find out if the fix is in on The Price is Right.
It is, I guarantee it.
Oh, I don't know.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.